The Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled by the Birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent Devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 1st. 1,400 Years of Prophecies Leading Up to the Messiah, by Dave Chavez, Technology and Product Development Manager at the C.S. Lewis Institute. Hebrews 1, verses 1 through 3. Quote, "Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high." End quote. The author of Hebrews wrote this between 40 and 60 AD. The letter to the Hebrews opens with incredible claims. Jesus is the mouthpiece of God, the one through whom the world was created, the heir of all things, the exact representation of God's nature, the radiance of his glory, and the one who upholds the existence of the universe. These are astounding statements, but they are even more remarkable considering that they come from a Jewish writer who would have considered it outrageous, stone-throwing blasphemy to assign any of God's eternal attributes to a mere mortal. Hebrews was written among early followers of Jesus who interacted with eyewitnesses. Chapter 2, verse 3. The letter was composed before the fall of Jerusalem, within one generation of Jesus' death, and in an environment where those who put their faith in Jesus faced persecution and death. Within living memory of Jesus' very public trial, torture, and death, the book of Hebrews argues for the superiority of Jesus over all angels and ancestors, over Moses and the law, over all priests, and over all religious and sacrificial systems. And yet, the Messiah described in Hebrews is not an invention of overactive first century imagination. God has been telling us about him throughout history. He's spoken of him, quote, "at many times and in many ways," end quote, over the course of 1,400 years. Across multiple continents and languages, the biblical prophets recorded dreams, visions, poems, proverbs, law, song, drama. The whole story points to Messiah. From Abel's blood and Isaac's sacrifice, to the Hebrew religious feasts and laws, and the lives of Joseph, Esther, Moses, and David, we find portraits of a coming deliverer, a promised savior, paschal lamb, suffering servant, kinsman redeemer, priest, and king. His life is described hundreds of years in advance in detailed prophecies of his lineage, birthplace, identity, ministry, entry to Jerusalem, betrayal, rejection, suffering, death, burial, resurrection, and global impact. The book of Hebrews itself includes 82 references to passages from the Hebrew Bible. God speaks through his living and active word, and by the Son's word of power, the universe is upheld. Let us pray. Son of God, speak into my life by your powerful word. May I hear your voice and see your glory. Amen.